Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. And this podcast is from my caseload, the story of Harold, not his real name, of course. And it was only at the end of our first session that Harold revealed the shocking truth, that he was not depressed. No, he had a diagnosis of dysthymia. It had been made by a real expert on mental illness, namely his NHS psychiatrist, and so this diagnosis had to be treated with real respect. There was a small detail, and despite feeling bad for months, and having spent time seeing in addition an NHS psychologist and a CBT therapist, Harold was still feeling just as rotten. Surprising, I know. And he'd been taking medication for a number of months, of course, but this had not helped. Now there's a surprise, and he was ready to quit. So what is dysthymia? I googled it, and what I found was that it was the name given to an extended period of low mood. Not depression, you understand, but a low mood, chronic, and maybe quite mild at times. Now, it was true that at that first session, I had found that Harold was not a good trance subject, and he found it difficult to connect to emotionally stressful periods in his past. But Harold wanted to see me again, and indeed came regularly for 10 sessions, which is a lot for me. And in that first session and the next two, we focused on his work as a school's administrator, which he found very unsatisfactory. He was also finding it very difficult to develop his career away from administration in ways he felt he wanted to, though in truth he showed no great enthusiasm for any change. And then, in our fourth session, it began to emerge how difficult his marriage was and how hard he found it to create the life he felt he and his wife were looking for. So we spent the next two or three sessions working on that. And by this time, his wife had moved out to find herself, she said, and to his great surprise, his mood began to lift. What was emerging was that their marriage was over and that this would be good for both of them. And then quite quickly, pieces began to move into place for Harold. He met up with a couple of friends he had known for a long time. And indeed, there was another relationship, long on hold, which began to develop quite naturally. He also found that he was enjoying his work rather more. And then Harold said he felt he was okay and did not need to see me anymore. He also said at the end that he was not sure why exactly, but I had been the only therapist he had ever seen who he felt he got anything from and who he wanted to see again. And by the end, he had junked both a psychologist and psychiatrist. Looking back, it seems pretty clear to me what was going on. It was Harold's marriage, which just could not be made to work, and the feelings he had around that, many of them quite disempowering. In other words, he was stuck. I would say that that would be enough to lower anybody's mood and make so much more sense than a pointless label, however exalted was the person who chose it.